Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have for you an exclusive Carrie meets Larry.
I fell in the toilet.
Larry, you're being inappropriate.
I went to go pee and the seat was up.
You really are.
I pee sitting down. Yeah. Have you ever tried it?
Yes.
It's more comfortable. When you get up during the night, you don't have to turn the light on and wake up. And you get to read.
I'm not going to talk about anything that was discussed in mediation. It's completely confidential.
I'm reading a lot of stuff. If I pee 20 times during a day, I can get through all the whole New York Times, for God's sake.
And you're being inappropriate. Okay.
Hey, buddy, when you're peeing all over your shoe, I'm learning something.
No, I can't hear you.
Many reasons.
Yeah, I think that you are being extremely inappropriate right now, and I'm about to leave your show.
And in the news, 2012, the Sarah Palin apocalyptic biopic is out now, new movie. Goes like this: the world ends, creating a huge vacuum Sarah fills. That's 2012, the Palin is out of the bottle. Palin is using the same choreographer for Going Rogue that Madonna used on her tour. They dropped the poll, however, for Grand Rapids. That was necessary. In other news, China steps up criticism of the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader in a series of Yo Mama Llamas. The U.S. trade gap widens enough for China to drive many, many trucks through it. President Obama says he's this close to making a decision on Modern Warfare 2. PS3 or Xbox? The Republican health care proposal to only cover abortions of Democrats. It's a compromise, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Clinton was in Washington the other day trying to use his national health care card at Bethesda. Still thinks it's real after all these years, just because he waved it around at the State of the Union, remember? Keeps trying to swipe it. The space elevator successfully demonstrated, although someone pushed the buttons in every floor through the stratosphere. Homeland Security says borders now secure since no one wants in. Mexico, however, is complaining about fence jumpers heading for Jalisco, including Lou Dobbs, by the way, the first to go over, ironically enough. Dobbs will be hosting El Sábado Gigante on Univision. Dob Francisco, they're going to call him down there. President Obama actually looks good in the sarong at the Pan-Asian Conference photo shoot. First time that's happened for a president. The president told veterans he will hesitate to use force, but only if unnecessary. The president will tackle the airline industry next, much to the delight of Greyhound Bus. Okay. Yes, no, I think it's on is the problem, actually.
Maybe it's not loud enough.
You know, I don't know what it is. Pardon me. Ever since Lou Dobbs went down, it's been hard to make
it. It is. Hard to keep your enthusiasm.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. Because of their ties to Iran, the feds seize Empire Carpet in Brooklyn, Carpet Factory Outlet in Long Island City, ABC Carpets in the Bronx, and A&J Carpets in Hoboken, and dismantle Wilson's carpet giant in Jersey City entirely. You're probably familiar with all that, aren't you? She is from there. You can swear to all that? All those outlets?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you shop? Yeah, okay, but for carpets?
No.
No, you don't shop. Okay, well, you're not real helpful then. The effort I'm trying to make here is all your behalves. Okay, let's see. Democrats replace snail darters on endangered species list. Skirmish between North and South Korean Rangers fishing buddy remote-controlled boats. Ends in standoff. Hello? Are you English speakers? Because you cannot get your driver's license without being an English speaker. You could read signs in English? Yes? You're here for driver testing? Okay. Okay, then we're doing good here. This is good. Stock slide on reports of fewer RVs being parked in Walmart. Lot. BPA in baby bottles tied to ED, although I don't see how. That's a very strange.
It is.
That's true. Excuse me. President Obama to send the unemployed to Afghanistan. Killing two birds with one stone. Pope Benedict urges Europeans to defend their continent's religious heritage and recover the Holy Grail. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm killing, man. I'm killing time is what I'm killing here. Jerry Brown has his eye again on the California governorship, but not on Linda Ronstadt. Okay. How about Taylor Swift, then? Taylor Swift joke. Well, that'll work for you. Don't you think? Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift lays golden egg in chimney nest. Hopefully they won't light a fire anytime soon. Okay. No, that. I didn't like that either. Former Miss California Carrie Prejean admits making a graphic abstinence tape. She came pretty close, but it was still abstinence, I think, is what it comes down to. NASA to get Mars rover out of a sand trap with Mars wedgie. The Microsoft exec says Windows 7 borrowed the look of Super Mario Brothers. Intel agrees to stop making that bong bong noise in the settlement. Pine Sol implies a muscular black man stripped to the waist will mop your floors with it, Mrs. Have you seen that commercial?
I just saw a picture of the story.
Oh. I'm thinking of getting some. What the heck, you know?
Why not?
Pine Sol is good. At the box office, Precious, based on the novel Going Rogue by Sarah. Starbucks to rethink naming its instant coffee Sanka. President Obama very close to deciding the blue suit or the gray suit. And it's the Northwest Airlines health care bill, ladies and gentlemen. It passes the House and keeps on going. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. And good night. Moving right along.